de Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review sur Art District, une chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Este sur les romans de science-fiction et de fantasy. Here is Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review on Art District, a program hosted by Madeleine d'Este about speculative fiction and fantasy books.
Welcome to Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review. What is speculative fiction, you ask? It's anything outside your everyday reality. It covers science fiction, fantasy, horror, dystopia, paranormal, alternative history, apocalyptic. I'm Madeleine d'Este. I love to read and I love books. And I'm here to tell you about a book I really liked. Today it's all about time travel with To Say Nothing of the Dog by Connie Willis. First published in 1997 by Bantam Spectra, this book won two of science fiction's major awards in 1999, the Hugo and the Locus Award. As part of my speculative fiction reviews, I'm aiming to discuss as many speculative fiction writers who are women as possible. But of course, what comes first is the quality of the book and whether I like it or not. That's no fear with To Say Nothing of the Dog. So let's talk about the book. Ned Henry is knackered, and he's on the verge of getting time lag, the time traveller's version of jet lag. He's been travelling backwards and forwards through a portal from the 21st century to the 1940s, trying to locate a weird Victorian object called the Bishop's Bird Stump. In the 21st century, a powerful woman named Lady Shrapnel is obsessed with rebuilding the famed Coventry Cathedral, which was destroyed in a Nazi air raid, and the stump is the last missing piece. The rebuilding of the cathedral was personal for Lady Shrapnel. Her great-great-great-grandmother had a life-changing event in the cathedral, and she will not rest or let anyone else rest until every exact detail is right. But Verity, a fellow time traveller, accidentally brings something back from the past, causing a wide-scale emergency. Time travel has strict rules, and no one can take items through time for fear of tearing time itself. Ned is a 21st century historian and knows nothing about 1888, but he's the only historian who's available to go back in time and set everything right. So Ned is sent back to 1888, to return the item and rest in the lovely English countryside to recover from his time lag. Ned is ill-prepared and has no idea what he's supposed to do or where he's supposed to go when he arrives in Oxford. His only clue is to meet his contact in Something End. When Ned finally meets his contact, he learns of the connection with the Bishop's Bird Stump, and now he must stop the altering of history itself when the wrong lovers start to fall in love and the all-important Bishop's Bird Stump is jeopardised. To Say Nothing of the Dog is a blast. It's a witty, fast-paced romp through Britain and through time, covering the years 2057, 1940, but mainly 1888. I understand the book is closely related to Jerome K. Jerome's Three Men in a Boat, which I've never read, but as a person who loves British humour, I found this book laugh out loud funny and delightful. Despite the time travel, this is not a hard science fiction novel, more like Agatha Christie meets Doctor Who with a little Wodehouse. Poirot meets Jeeves with Romana. It's a comedy of manners filled with misunderstandings and with a cosy mystery to solve using many familiar Victorian tropes. From the first sentences, the reader is thrown into a chaotic world without much explanation, which some readers might find frustrating. However, I like those first chapters of confusion while I work out what's going on. I must be curious like that, although I admit I did have to Google what a Bishop's Bird Stump was, but I won't spoil that for you. The characters are also well-rounded and hilarious, including animals who have very prominent roles. At some points, I wish I knew more about the original Three Men in a Boat, but I've read enough Christie, Wodehouse and Conan Doyle to get the gist and go along for the ride. To Say Nothing of the Dog is part of Willis's Oxford time travel series, which includes other books such as The Doomsday Book and Blitz. So if you like boating, time travel, chaos theory, witty banter and dogs, you might like To Say Nothing of the Dog. Thanks for listening to Madeline's Speculative Fiction Review today. If you have any feedback or just want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Until next time, happy reading.
C'était Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review sur Art District, à retrouver à 2h du matin, les lundis, mercredis et vendredis, spécialement pour nos auditeurs internationaux, et à midi, les mardis et jeudis. It was Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review on Art District. You can listen to this program on Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays at 2 a.m. CET, and on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 12 p.m. CET.